Okay, yesterday we were introduced to the Chiddush of the Mardechai, that the mitzvah of tzitzis is a mitzvah b'sheva al taseh. It's not a mitzvah to put on a beged of tzitzis. It's a mitzvah that once you have a beged on you, there should be tzitzis on the beged. So it says the mitzvah is actually become vaseh. The iser, yo'ever b'sheva al taseh. If you're wearing Delakamfis, without tzitzis yo'ever. Taisus and Tzadik Amid Beis said that the mitzvah of tzitzis, you're not mekayim the first, second, b'shas atifa. You put it on, and afterwards, you're mekayim the mitzvah. That was Taisus Chiddush. That at the time you put on the Delakamfis with tzitzis, you put on your talis, you're not mekayim the mitzvah the first, second you put it on. Because the first, second, you're allowed to have a beged without strings, without tzitzis on them. After you're wearing a beged already, then there's a mitzvah to have tzitzis on the beged, and the mitzvah is mekuyim la'achar ha'atifa. I said yesterday, I don't know how to divide it, 2 seconds later, 3 seconds later, but the point is, there's shas ha'atifa, when you're putting it on, and there's achar ha'atifa. The chiddush of Taisus is that the kiyum of the mitzvah of tzitzis is achar ha'atifa, and if there are no strings on it, the aveira is achar ha'atifa. It's not at the time that you put it on. That was the chiddush in Taisus.
Does this mean that chayv is not a kind of mitzvah? Is
it possible to say, well, that would answer the Shach Zahir's kash, I mean. Okay, let's think about it 1 second. The way we explained it yesterday, that Taisus stems well with the Mardechai, that the mitzvah is after the Atifa. That was the Mardechai. The Mardechai said, it doesn't say, don't wear Dalakafis without tzitzis. It just says, put Dalakafis on your tzitzis. This is all the side of the Mardechai, which we connected to Taisus, that we learned yesterday. The Shagas Aryeh in Siman Lamed Beis starts with a shaila. The shaila is, when you make a bracha l'sateh batzitzis, when you put on your talis, when do you make the bracha? Do you make the bracha before you put it on? Let's say you're holding it over you, you make the bracha, and then you wrap your body in the talis? Or is it that first you wrap yourself in the talis and then you make the bracha? So if you look around shul, I thought everybody does it beforehand, but I'm not so sure. It could be everyone means to do it beforehand, they're just such a rush that they maybe the baruch starts beforehand and they say the bracha while it's on. I'm not sure what people do, but the Mishnah Berurah says he paskins you make the bracha first and then you make the atifa. The bracha first, and then the atifa. The Taz holds the other way. The Taz holds that you put it on, and then you make the bracha. The Shagas Aryeh says that it's totally in this Taisus. According to Taisus, the atifa is not the mitzvah. Since the bracha is supposed to be as close to the mitzvah as possible, so according to Taisvis, first you wrap yourself in it, and then you make the bracha. So the bracha is achar atifa when the mitzvah is chal. The Shagas Aryeh asks a number of kashas on Taisvis. The main kasha he asks is that we have a rule, asay is doicha lois asay, only be'idnei, only if the asay and the lois asay happen at the same time. The Gemara says in Be'ad Avches that if someone already shechted a bird, now he doesn't have anything with which to do kisei adam, is he allowed to take a stone or earth and grind it up to do kisei adam? Because asay doicha lois asay, kisei adam should be doicha the lav of malacha on yamtiv. So the Gemara there says, but it's not be'idnei. First you grind it and then you cover. And you have to be beidnei, the lav and the asay have to be simultaneous. And the Gemara there says, dumya, the klayim and tzitzis. The klayim and tzitzis, the aveira and the mitzvah have in the same second. So it's correct to Shagas Aryeh on Tosfos that if you're going to hold that the aveira of shatness is when you put it on, the mitzvah of tzitzis happens after you put it on, so it's not beidnei. This is a stark akash on Tosfos Taf Tzadik. The Shagas Aryeh argues with Tosfos because of this. The Shagas Aryeh is chaylik on Tosfos. The Shagas Aryeh was not a Rishon, but he argues with Rishonim quite often. And here he argues with Tosfos. The Shagas Aryeh says, no, the mitzvah of tzitzis is b'shas hatifa. It's right away. There's no second that you're not mekayim the mitzvah. When the talis is not on you, there's no mitzvah. When the talis is on you, it's a mitzvah. The Gemara on Daf Tzadik calls the Aveira of wearing Dalat Kamfis without tzitzis a Sheval Tasa. How are we going to answer that? How are we going to answer that the Aveira of tzitzis, the Gemara there calls an Aveira of a Sheval Tasa? The Aveira that says the Dalat Kamfis without tzitzis is a Sheval Tasa. So the Shagas Aryeh says, we'll answer with the Mardechai. Shagas Aryeh is masking to the Mardechai. He says that the Mardechai is right. The mitzvah, or the Aveira, is when you have Dalat Kafis on you and you didn't put strings on. He's masking to the Mardechai. He just argues with Tosfos's Chilik that the first second you're not doing the mitzvah. And he says, no, the first second you're also doing the mitzvah. The Kiyama Mitzvah is all the time. The first second also. Just, so the Mordechai is right. And the Gemara calls it Sheval Tasa. So the Aveir of Tzitzis is Sheval Tasa, the Aveir. The Mordechai is right. Just Tosfos went so far to say that B'Shas Hatifa there's no mitzvah. Shekasei says it's not true. It has to be B'Idnei. So B'Shas Hatifa is also a mitzvah. The first second you put it on is also a Kiyama of a mitzvah. Now, what? You're doing an atifa. When you're doing atifa, you have a kiyama mitzvah. But the kiyama mitzvah, but the aveira, if you don't have tzitzis, is the aveira because you're not putting it on. The aveira is not because it's not already on. The aveira is because you're not putting it on. This is the mahaloch of the Shagas Aryeh, that he splits Tosfos and the Mardechai. Yesterday we were saying the Mardechai and Tosfos shtim. And they do. The Shagas Aryeh says, no, we're going to divide Tosfos and the Mardechai. The Mardechai is right, but Tosfos, nevertheless, is wrong. The first second you're mekayim the mitzvah. Now, it taka comes out, like, as we started to say before, that the first second it's a mitzvah kiyumis, in the sense that the first second you don't have to have strings on it. You can put it on without strings and then put on the strings. But if you have strings on it, then the first second there's a kiyum mitzvah also. So I say it's daicha loisus.
What?
But the Tosfos Lashon doesn't stem. Tosfos Lashon is the aveira or the mitzvah? Tosfos Lashon. Chiyum. B'shas hitav hakati loy mechayev at akshen esatev. So it's not shata mechusa b'kvar. The language of Tosfos, the lumdus of Tosfos, you're right. The language of Tosfos, chusus chamat mashru shata mechusa b'kvar. Let's tell you something going on the aveira, not on the mitzvah. Maybe you're right. Maybe we could try to fit into Tosfos also. Okay, and his raya, I mentioned yesterday, what's his raya to the Mardechai? The raya is from the fact that we put on Dalat Kamfis nowadays, we have no tchelas. We don't say, like the Baal HaMoreh said, better don't wear it. Don't put on Dalat Kamfis, you aren't even mevatel mitzvah of tchelas. We say, no, we're allowed to put it on, even though we don't have tchelas. So, if we're allowed to put it on, even though we don't have tchelas, it's mashma that, like the Mardechai, that the chiyuv is afterwards, and if you're an anus, you're off the hook. Okay, this is... What? Oh, there's a mitzvah of lavan. The Mishnah says tchelas eidem akiv es halavan. Can you make mitzvahs lavan without mitzvahs tchelas? Why does that have to do with the Mardechai? Okay, why does it have to do with the Mardechai? Because there's a rule that ein asay doich asay. We're going to have to come to this idea. We're talking to about asay doich asay. We have a thing that ein asay doich asay. You're not going to be mekayim one asay if you're mevatel a different asay at the same time. Better avoid the whole thing. So, yes, we are, because we're wearing dalak. Yeah, but by tchelas, it's the dalak kafis that's the mechayit. Once I'm wearing the dalak kafis, I'm a mechuyiv in tchelas. No, in tchelas, the amak of salava means is a mitzvah of love and a mitzvah of tchelas. But tchelas amak of love doesn't mean you have a choice. You're mechuyiv to have tchelas, you're mechuyiv to have love. If you don't have tchelas, you're still mekayim a mitzvah with the lava. You shouldn't think it's a package deal, like the four parshas of tefillin. If you only have three parshas, it's nothing. So you would think here tchelas without lava is nothing. So it's saying no, tchelas and lava. Lava's a mitzvah even without tchelas. Right?
So there's more that people hold that certain tchelas is tchelas,
if somebody holds that he has tchelas with zman hazeh,
somebody else doesn't hold that, so they're holding that he's being
a lot. All right, it's a complicated question. The question is, do you lose anything by putting on the tchelas? When you put on tchelas, are you messing up the lava? So it seems not, because the color of the strings is not ma'akif. Let's say somebody wants to have green tzitzis. Or he wants to have red tzitzis. It's not ma'akiv in the mitzvah. The hinder mitzvah is it should be white, or it could be the color of the beged, says in the Rambam. But so therefore, let's say somebody puts on what he thinks is tchelas, and let's say it's really not. So he's not losing. That's always the tine of those who come up with a new tchelas, and that what do you lose? You don't lose much, right? You're losing your lechatchila b'diavad, but it's not ma'akiv. So that's always the tine. The word lavan is just the language you use to contrast it with tchelas, but the taket doesn't have to be lavan. No, because the Rabbanim made a gezeira that if you're going to wear shatnez tchelas, you're not going to take it off by night. You'll end up wearing it at night. You'll be over on shatnez shloigel makam mitzvah. So we're talking deraisa, but the Rabbanim we don't wear any linen tzitzis. Right. So pashtus you're not allowed to. We're going to have Tosfos Shita. That is what even by night we'll get to it. Yet we have a lot. The sugya of tzitzis keeps on going the whole Amid Beis. So we're going to have still what to talk about. Just on the kasha of the Shagas Aryeh. That's not Beitnei. It's a very stark kasha on that Tosfos Tzadik Amid Beis. It's just the words of Tosfos. The words of Tosfos are that shatnez yoiva the first second, tzitzis yimakayim a couple of seconds later. The words of Tosfos, not Beitnei. So what's going on with the how could Tosfos say that we say dechalaisa say that it is Beitnei? What's happening? What's pshat? So there's a chiddush in the Night of Yehuda. Night of Yehuda is in Tinyana, in the second volume of Night of Yehuda. Evan Ezra Simon Kuf Mem Aleph, in the beginning of the Tshuva. Na'ib Yehuda says a chiddush. That when we say asay doicha lois asay, the asay that's doicha the lois asay is not only the kiyum of the asay, but any maisa that's necessary for the asay. I say necessary, it has to be that it's impossible without it. Any ma'aseh that you must have to do the assay is also doicha d'leis assay. I'm reluctant to use the word machshirei mitzvah, because that's a big word that covers a lot of things. This is, it's in a sense, it's a machshir, but I don't want to use the word machshirei mitzvah is to sharpen a knife or bris milah. So it's much earlier. What I mean is the haskolas hamitzvah, the thing that gets you into the mitzvah, is also daich galois hasay. I'll tell you the case that he brings. It's a Gemara in Bava Metzia Daf Lamed, I think it is. Gemara is a shaila. If a kohen sees an aveda in a beis hakfaris, if he's mechuyif to go into the beis hakfaris to be mekayim a shavas aveda, what's it said he should? I say the chalais say the say of a shavas aveda should be daicha the lais say becoming tame. Why don't we say I say daicha lais say? So the Gemara says. The Gemara says, "Hi, Tomas Kainim Asei V'Lois Aseihu. A Kain Alavi Mitame is not only a lav; it's also an Asei. A Kain has a mitzvah of Mestam Kedushim to you to keep his kedusha, and the Isser of Lo Yitame V'Ama, and therefore he can't do it. What comes out from the Gemara? If Tomas Kainim is only a lav, then we would say Asei Dechalais Asei." Go do Ashavas Aveda. Frekta Noida Behudits. It's not Be'idne. It's not Be'idne. The second you walk into the Besak Forest, you're not Mekayim Ashavas Aveda yet. And he says, even if the Aveda will be at the edge of the Besak Forest, even when you pick it up, you're not Mekayim it yet. The say of Ashavas Aveda is when you return it. So, Frekta Daid Behuda, what's the Havamina that a Kai could go into Beis HaKvaris to get an Aveda? Because I say the Chalaisa say, it's not Be'idnei of the Mitzvah.
Mitzvah's only the Hashavah?
Well, there's a Laisa say of Lesuch Lesale. But we need the Asay,
that
the Laisa
say. You draft your Lal. That's not the Mitzvah Hashavah?
That he is, and that the Gemara is not talking about. That is Mechuyev to do.
In such a case, there's no other way to do it, but...
Obviously, because the Gemara wants to say you can go into Beis HaKvaris. So it's starting the mitzvah. Even though just that start is not by itself a mitzvah, if he would die after he walks into Beis HaKvaris, he wouldn't have any assay on his credit. But we see the beginning of the Maisa Mitzvah, the Haskalah of the mitzvah is good enough. Even though it's not a kiyum of the mitzvah, but the part you need to get the mitzvah started is good enough. So he says the same thing, like Taisus, when you put on Dalet Kamfis. You're not Mekayim Tzitzis till it's on you. But it doesn't get on you unless it comes on you. You need a first second to get to the second second. So Zakhtin Adib Yehuda, yeah, Chiddush. That Asei Dechalaisa say is even the necessary Hachana to get to it. He brings another case, which I don't understand 100%. He says, Mila B'Tzaras. Asei Dechalaisa say. Bris Mila is Daich Adolav, you're not allowed to remove Tzaras. So we do a Bris Mila, which is a Mitzvah say, even if there's the foreskin, the Arla, has Tzaras on it, you're allowed to cut it off because it says that's a license. I mol the loy parak ilu loy mol. It says if you do bris mila, you cut off the foreskin. And you don't fold back the edges which is called priya. If you don't fold back the edges of it and the ara priya, then the mol the loy parak ilu loy mol. So how are you allowed to do the bris mila and bidaycha alav? When you cut the mila, you don't have an assay. So he says, that's a raya, you're allowed to do the aschala, even though it's not an assay yet. No, it's a cousin.
Why do you have to come on
to, how's that a raya? He's not talking about Shabbos, he's not about Tzaraas. Now this raya is somehow a shvach raya. Maybe Huda says that, I can't say it's shvach, but it's a little different. By mila, the mila is the mitzvah. Just the mitzvah has two parts, the mila and the priya. So the raya from here, that's a great raya, because here the mila is the maisa mitzvah. You make the bracha before the mila, not for the priya. So there, it is the mitzvah. There, everyone will agree that the mila itself is also part of the essay, which is daich. He's stretching it to the Beis HaKfaris case, where going into the Beis HaKfaris is not part of the mitzvah, it's just necessary for the mitzvah. That part is a little bit of a stretch. But whether that part is or is not, it's the only teretz in town. I don't have a second shot.
One person do the meal, the other person do Kriya?
What?
One person do a meal and the other person do Kriya for the case?
He talks about it in the second, a different tshuva, and he says you're permitted. So he makes the same chesed. He has a tshuva in Arachayim. It seems once upon a time, not so long ago, the minig was at a bris mila, the part of the kibudim was one person did the mila, one person did the priya, and then they called somebody up to do metzitza. Imagine you got called up for the kibud, a metzitza. It was mentioned in a class, someone said he would give it to his father-in-law. You know, they used to have such kibudim in the time of the Netziv. Netziv was 100 years ago. They used to split it. So maybe he talks about splitting it. So he says you could split it because the Tchilas HaMitzvah is also Deich or whatever has to be done, Shabbos or say whatever it is. At any rate, my point is that the Nevi Yehuda says a Chiddush Atzum, that the Tchilas HaMitzvah is Deich. And he says, he brings the Shagas Aryeh. He says that the Shagas Aryeh obviously doesn't hold this way. Listen to what he writes. He writes, Talmidei Chachamim, when they get older, they get smarter. Because the Shagas Aryeh, when he got older, printed a sefer Turi Evin. Shagas Aryeh, Turi Evin is the same person. And the Turi Evin, he says, like me, like Yehuda writes. If you look in Turi Evin, a Chagiga, he says what I'm saying. The vice is Yacharata from what he wrote in the Shagas Aryeh. And the Turi Evin, he says, this Chiddush, that the beginning of the mitzvah is also Daichad Olai Sasa. Well, the Turi Evin's Maida is not Maida, but this is the Maida Yehuda's Yisai, that the Aschalas HaMitzvah is Daicha, is Daicha the Lais HaSeh.
Why doesn't the answer, why
don't
we
make the Bracha before I interpret it after? It's part of the Mitzvah to wear it. No, you see, by Mila and Priya, you're right. But by going into the Beis HaKfaris, it's not part of the mitzvah. It's just needed for the mitzvah.
They have time to do the mitzvah.
Right.
Before.
Why should you make the bracha before? You make the bracha for the mitzvah, not before the preparation for the mitzvah. Right. Even though you need, if there's no bracha Shabbos Aveid. If there would be, you wouldn't make it when you go into the Beis HaKfaris. You'd make it when you, I guess, when you return it. Now, I have a bit of a problem with this. On Chof Amid Beis, we said asay daicha lois asay. It's not a problem. Well, let me speak it out. We said asay daicha lois asay. Min atayra, you're allowed to be miyabeim. You're allowed to be miyabeim yisurei lav. So Tosfos asked, let's be guys at chilas bia atu saif bia. Let's be guys at the mitzvah chilas bia. There's no right to what we're talking about. So when we discussed, let him have kavanah to make the mitzvah the safe bia, and the tchilas bia we said should be in haveira. So it's nothing to do with taisis. I'm sorry. I'm bringing what we discussed then, the possibility that when almana is miyabim, the kohen gadol is miyabim and almana who's alive, almana of an erison, that he'll have kavanah to be kind of with safe bia. And then we said that won't be good because tchilas bia, what's his hat of tchilas bia? Quick, I was saying now it would be good if he wants him, if he's mekayim the mitzvah with seif bia, and that I say is not to be like Chol Lois say, tchilas bia is necessary to get to seif bia. Wouldn't be so much of a issue. You say maybe it's worse because you're the one choosing the seif bia to be the mitzvah. So what right do you have? What right do you have to choose the seif bia? You're going to cause that there should be a tchilas bia too. right. We have to still be good. Okay? All right, so what do we have? Today, we have the Taisa, the Kasha on Taisa Tzadik Amid Beis, and two Mahalachim. Shagsari Yehu argues with Taisa, hard to call that a Mahalach. And the Noi Behuda, who answers Taisa, and everything we said was still being Mekayim, the Yisayit of the Mardechai, which is that if you're walking in the street, and it's Shabbos, at Tzitzis Rebov, you can keep on wearing a Dalek Kafis, Halacha Lamais, and the Ramah passes that way. You can keep on wearing it, your Beged, you don't have to take it off, because Daraisa, there's no Aveira, because you're an Onus, you can't put the strings on anyway, and Rabbanan, you're covered Abriyas is Daichiv, this is the Rabbanan, it's covered Abriyas is Daichiv. The only problem is the Daraisa, so that Daraisa is you're being Mekayim. Now, there is a Rishon that argues with the Mardechai. Mardechai himself brings the shame Rabbeinu Shloimei. Rabbeinu Shloimei is not a common Rishon that we heard of. But he brings a Rabbeinu Shloimei who says, no, you have to take it off. It's Issa Deraisa. And even on Shabbos, you have to take it off. The Pashtus is that this is a Rishon that argues with this whole Yisayit. The whole Chiddush in Mardechai, this Rabbeinu Shloimei doesn't agree with. He says no. It's considered to be an Aveira. It's also to wear Dalek Kafis without Tzitzis. The Mardechai said there's no lav loisilvish Dalek Kafis by Tzitzis. So you can keep on wearing it. Pashtus, the Rabbeinu Shloimei holds, no, there is an Isser to wear Dalek Kafis without Tzitzis. Mainly you have to take it off. That's the Pashtus of this Rabbeinu Shloimei. The Stipler in the Nachis, in the Chav Gimel, is not Nicha with such a Mahalach. Primarily because I think the Mardechai Shita, we try to understand to be Muskim Vakoel. So he explains the Machlekes to Rabbeinu Shloimei and the Mardechai's Pesach in a different way. He explains the following. Everyone agrees there's no lav on putting on Dalek Kafis without Tzitzis. You're allowed to go into the store, buy Dalek Kafis, put it on yourself and start sticking the strings in. You're allowed to do it. That's the way the Torah says to do it. Wear Dalek Kafis, put Tzitzis on your Dalek Kafis. Al Kafei Bigdei. If so, when your Dalit, when the Tzitzis rip off on Shabbos, so the Mordechai's right. What's wrong with keeping on wearing it? There's no lav. So the answer is the following. On a weekday, if you're wearing Arba Kafis, your Tzitzis rip off, everyone's Maida, you have to take off the Beged. Why? Because even the Mardechai says it's a weekday, you're not an onus. You have to rush to put on the strings. If you're rushing to put it on, you don't have to take it off. But otherwise, you have to take it off. On Shabbos, the Mardechai said you're an onus, so you don't have to take it off. Stipler writes that the Nekudas HaMachlaikis is Rabbeinu Shloimeh holds that even if you're an onus in a mitzvah, you have no right to keep yourself in that matziv. You have to get yourself out of that matziv as quickly as possible. If a person finds himself in oinus, doing an aveira, total oinus, if it's bekoichai to take himself out of that matziv, he has to. Let's say somebody's a kayin, and some hoodlums come, and they force him into a beis hakfaris. So as soon as they let go, he has to run out. When he was put in the basic forest, he was an onus. But once he's there, and they let go of him, of course he has to run out. Because he can be mafkia from himself, the massive that he was thrown into. When a person's wearing arba kafis, and the strings rip off, the Mordechai said, you can keep on going. What are you missing? Assay? You're an onus on the assay. The Mordechai held, you don't have to do anything. You're not going to do the assay anyway. You can keep on wearing it. The Nekuda that Rabbeinu Shloimeh argues is that he holds you're not supposed to leave yourself in a matzav of an asa. You have to be a mafkia the matzav of an oinus. You're not supposed to leave yourself in a matzav of oinus. So taka, when the strings rip off, you're an oinus. But don't leave yourself in oinus. You have to be mafkia yourself. At kedekach, this Rabbeinu Shlomo holds that that's a chi of dairaisa to be mafkia yourself from an oinus. If it wouldn't be dairaisa, in a covered abrius, you wouldn't have to do it. He holds that in a Torah, you're not allowed to leave yourself in a matzav of oinus. That's what the stipler writes. Once, did we speak about it this year? Did we ever talk about such a shaila? If you're allowed to make yourself be in a matzav of oinus. What? The way we understood, we speak about every once in a while. We talk about Einstein. There's a machlekes the Balamor and the Ramban. If you're allowed to do a bris mila on Shabbos, if you know after the bris you're going to have to heat up hot water, b'bnei asakana. There's a sugi in Erevin, the hot water spilled out, don't do a bris. So they argue, does that mean the hot water spilled out for before the bris? So now you can't do the bris. Or even, you have enough hot water before the bris. You wash the baby, the hot water takes away sakana. So you're allowed to wash, so you have hot water to wash beforehand, you do the bris, and afterwards you'll be in a matzav avanus. So there was a machlekes to Rabban and the Baal Amor. If you're allowed to do a bris, well, you know, after the bris, you're in a matzav of anus. The way we understood, if an anus is chutra, if there's nothing wrong, so there's nothing wrong. Do the bris. And afterwards it's chutra, there's nothing wrong, and nothing wrong with being an anus, and you'll heat up the water, and you'll say, b'kochan pashas. Those who ask or hold, no, you're not allowed to put yourself in a matzav of anus. The anus is, we use the word chutra. Once it's anus, it's chutcha. It's stuck. You have to heat up hot water. The Ramban of Alamar argued, if you're allowed to put yourself in a matzav of anus, which the way we understood is a machlaikis of anus is chutcha or chutcha, which seems to be in the nekudas machlaikis, even though this case is slightly different, but the machlaikis of Ben Shlaima and the Mardechai seems to be, when I'm in a matzav of anus, do I have to be mafkia myself? If being an anus is a chutzradika thing, so I don't have to take off the dalakantus. I'm an anus, nothing wrong. If it's only chutzcha, so then I'm not supposed to leave myself in such a matzav. It seems to be, I can say identical, but a very similar machlokes. Okay, so this is the Mardechai regarding tzitzis. The sugya of tzitzis continues on the Amid Beis. Smuchim we're going to do quickly on the rest of the summit, but first the bottom taisus. The bottom taisus on the bottom gimel on the base holds that I say doicha shtei lois asays. So I want to tell you b'derech hakdama. We're learning I say doicha lois asays. We're going to have to make a list. I say doicha lois asays. Everybody knows. We grow up with it. You hear it when you're a little boy. We're going to have to be down if I say doicha asays. If I say doicha shtei lois asays, if I say is doicha lois sheish bekaris, that's three more. We're going to have more than that. Just slipping my mind at the moment. But right away we have if I say doicha asay, if I say is doicha shtei lois asays. What? We're going to have to be mechalik in order to shtimutaisus. Okay, so we have to see. You can have two cases of lois asays, shtei lois asays. Okay. So mitzvah Hashem, we'll finally get to that taisus on Sunday.